Number 1903, W. Wayne Baker.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 17.25 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Governor Stokely Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 43. Staff would submit for the record an exhibit booklet, a staff analysis, a plan, a boundary survey of the property, and the Dell Dot service level evaluation that said at the time of the rezoning, a TIS is not required, but a TIS may be required depending on what the site plan determines. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I am a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates located outside of Milton, Delaware. I am here representing the application for Mr. Wayne Baker, and with me tonight is Mr. Baker. This is an application to grant a rezoning of a portion of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district located on 17.25 acres, more or less, in the Dagsboro 100, located on the southwest corner of DuPont Highway, which is also U.S. Route 113, and Governor Stokely Road, Sussex County Road 432, to C2 medium commercial district. The subject property has been in the Baker family since January of 1964. Mr. Baker is the owner of Baker Petroleum. It's a family owned and operated since 1952. Baker Petroleum has spent more than half a century as one of the Southern Delaware's leading energy companies. It employs upwards of about 150 people. They serve all of Sussex and part of Kent counties with delivery of propane, heating oils, diesel fuel, and gasoline. They operate a number of convenience stores that provide goods and services to local communities in Delaware. The property is located, and again, all these exhibits that I have today are in the exhibit booklet that was submitted as part of the record. The property is bordered on the north and west by U.S. Route 113 and Governor Stokely Road. It's on the south by some AR1 lands that are in ag preservation, as well as C1 commercial lands on the south side, which also runs along Governor Stokely Road. And then it is on the east, is bordered on the east by some more AR1 lands. The commercial zoning is in the vicinity of other commercial zone properties and uses and will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance or result in an increased public expenditures. In the booklet I presented under tab 3, there is a an area use map on some of the commercial uses that are in the area here, such as there's Melvin Joseph Construction Company on the north side of the subject property. You have Iron Source Equipment Rentals. You got David A. Banks. There's also the M&L Joseph Sand and Gravel Company borrow pit. That's the big body of water that's located kind of in the center of the map, just to the south. On the south side of our property here, there is a warehouse storage facility that is located there. On the south, on our side of the highway here, we also have Stokely Tavern that's located. And then there's other various types of commercial uses in the area. The current comprehensive plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the community and or the county in general. In the 2019 comprehensive Sussex County comprehensive plan, the property proposed for rezoning for commercial property is identified to be in a low density area, and business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of nearby homes and agricultural activities. Since the comprehensive plan is the guide for the future use of the land, the county's official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensities of uses provided for in the future land use plan. And as we know, that table 4.5-2 provides a tool for assisting with determining which zoning districts are applicable to each future land use category. On that table, the applicable zoning district in a low density area is C2 medium commercial zoning district. And again, in the comprehensive plan, one of the stated goals is to promote commercial development in commercial office and industrial areas. And as I previously just presented, you can see here by this map that there are several commercial, some industrial type uses in the area, but there's a lot of commercial uses in the area where we're proposing our zoning for this property. In ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses with the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. The purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. This district shall be primarily located near Arterial and Collector Streets. Route 113 is a principal arterial, and it accommodates community commercial uses. One of the plans that I submitted, one of the exhibits I submitted was it's kind of like a sort of a rezoning map, a bubble sketch of sort that kind of outlines what how the Baker family would like to see the property developed in the, sometime in the future. Along the front here, along 113 here, they're looking to do support services, flex space, and again, as I previously stated, they own a number of convenience stores and service stations throughout Sussex County, so this is an ideal place for them to be able to future plan the growth of their business within this area. So I kind of show along 113 here, you know, a certain amount of area here that could be used for that. Then in the back, there would access would be taken off of Governor Stokely Road. U.S. Route 113 is part of the quarter capacity program within DLDOT, so access has to be taken off of a secondary road if access is available, and we are on Governor Stokely Road. Other commercial uses are utilizing Governor Stokely Road as their access to their facilities as well. And then in the back here, I kind of show what could possibly go back there, some flex space, some warehouse, some storage area. And then I show areas, sufficient amount of areas within the property that can handle an on-site wastewater treatment system. And then, of course, handle any type of stormwater BMP planned for the property. Again, the granting of this application for the commercial rezoning will allow the Baker family to plan for the future to continue to promote their convenience store with gas pumps that will provide for the sale and convenience goods of personal services for the day-to-day living needs of the nearby existing and future communities. So again, this is kind of a sketch here that kind of shows how they can plan the site in the future. The 2015 Strategies for State Policies and Spending identifies the area as an investment level 4. Developers and property owners will make local roadway improvements as development occurs. All infrastructure needs will be funded by the developer. Additional public infrastructure that will benefit the community, such as road improvements and access improvements, will also be paid by the developer. On this particular site, there are no wetlands on the property. The property is located in a flood zone X, unshaded. There are no historical or natural features on the property. The soils on this site are deep, well-drained soils. In the exhibits, I do show a soils map on here. It talks about, shows what types of soils are on here. The soils are well-drained, very deep, sandy soils. good for on-site septic systems and good for stormwater BMPs. The properties are not in any groundwater protection zone areas, and like I stated, the property will be served by a commercial on-site wastewater disposal system, and there are no existing wooded areas on the site that will need to be disturbed. The site is in a Tier 3 county sewer area, so at some point some sewer will be in the area, or the applicant can seek other means, which he is currently looking at an on-site wastewater treatment system for this property. One of the things in the future land use plan, it talks about directing development to areas that have existing infrastructure and where it can be secured cost effectively. And again, the infrastructure, the road infrastructure is there because you're on US Route 113, which is that principal arterial, and then any road improvements that are as a part of taking access off of Governor Stokely Road will be, all the those improvements will be borne by the applicant themselves. The other thing it talks about is encouraging tourism and other responsible commercial and industrial job providers to locate and invest in the county. And Mr. Baker has a proven track record of investing in the county. And again, as I previously stated, he employs up to about 150 people right now, and they're looking to expand their facility currently. So with that, we feel like the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meaning the purpose of this district and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's pretty much sums up my presentation for this application, and Mr. Baker and I are here to answer any questions that you might have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Did you say that you can't, maybe I misunderstood you, can you get an entrance off 13 to that front parcel?
Your primary entrance cannot be off of 113. It has to be off, if you have access to a secondary road, it has to be off that secondary road. It's not to say that they won't give you a right in or a right out. It all depends on how the traffic impact study determines site circulation and how it best will be more safety for the intersection there of Governor Stokely and 113.
Excuse me, it seems like, you know, it would seem like that we need a gas station down there, but it might be easier if you can write in or write out.
That's correct. I mean, DLDOT would, again, through doing a traffic analysis of whatever you're proposing for the property, it sometimes you can relieve the intersection by allowing a right in or a right out off of 113. They just won't allow you full access.
Well, they're making a lot of changes down there anyway, so
yeah.
No, I mean, I think it looks like a good look, makes sense. I mean, it's, if there was ever a spot for what you're asking for, it's there to me. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson?
None.
Okay.
None, thank you.
None, Mr. Chairman.
Staff?
None for me, thanks.
Okay.
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Coleman?
None, thank you.
Okay.
None for me, thanks.
Well, I don't have any either. So why don't you take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1903 W. Wayne Baker? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1903? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.